Stores this side of the mall, requiring no credit card with no armed guards, didn't amount to much. Utility stores, a shoe and a TV shop, a bakery, small appliance repair, a laundromat. He watched a girl who wore a short plastic jacket and stretch pants wander along from store to store. She had nice hair, but he couldn't see her face, see if she was foxy. Not a bad figure, he thought. The girl stopped for a time at a window where leather goods were displayed. She was checking out a purse with tassels. He could see her peering, worrying, scheming on the purse. Bet she goes on in and requests to see it, he thought. The girl bopped on into the store as he had figured. Another girl amid the sidewalk traffic came along, this one in a frilly blouse, high heels, with silver hair and too much makeup. Trying to look older than she is, he thought. Probably not out of high school. After her came nothing worth mentioning, so he removed the string that held the glove compartment shut and got out a pack of cigarettes. He lit up and turned on the car radio to a rock station. Once he had owned a tape cartridge stereo, but finally, while loaded one day, he had neglected to bring it indoors with him when he locked up the car. Naturally, when he returned, the whole stereo tape system had been stolen. That's what carelessness gets you, he'd thought, and so now he had only the crummy radio. Someday, they'd take that too. But he knew where he could get another for almost nothing, used. Anyhow, the car stood to be wrecked any day. Its oil rings were shot and compression had dropped way down. Evidently, he had burned a valve on the freeway coming home one night with a whole bunch of good stuff. Sometimes when he'd really scored heavy, he got paranoid. Not about the cops so much as about some other heads ripping him off. Some head desperate from withdrawing and dingy as a motherfucker. A girl walked along now that made him take notice. Black hair, pretty, cruising slow. She wore an open midriff blouse and denim white pants, washed a lot. Hey, I know her, he thought. That's Bob Arctor's girl. That's Donna. He pushed open the car door and stepped out. The girl eyed him and continued on. He followed. And she thinks I'm fixing to grab ass, he thought as he snaked among the people. How easily she gained speed. He could barely see her now as she glanced back. A firm, calm face. He saw large eyes that appraised him, calculated his speed, and would he catch up? Not at this rate, he thought. She can really move. At the corner, people had halted for the sign to say walk instead of don't walk. Cars were making wild left turns. But the girl continued on, fast but with dignity, threading her path among the nutto cars. The drivers glared at her with indignation. She didn't appear to notice. Donna! When the sign flashed walk, he hurried to cross after her and caught up with her. She declined to run, but merely walked rapidly. Aren't you Bob's, old lady? He said. He managed to get in front of her to examine her face. No, she said. No. She came toward him, directly at him. He retreated backwards because she held a short knife pointed at his stomach. Get lost, she said, continuing to move forward without slowing or hesitating. Sure you are, he said. I met you at his place. He could hardly see the knife, only a tiny section of blade metal, but he knew it was there. She would stab him and walk on. The girl held the knife so well concealed that probably no one else, the others walking along, could notice. But he did. It was going right at him as she approached without hesitation. He stepped aside then, and the girl traveled on in silence.